We're learning Masech this human that from Tessim and Aleph. The Gemara starts, it's saying a tshuva to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was Peshet to Shaila. If a loch is Ksheri B'Smail, he said it was Kashi B'Smail, and his Raya is because you see that in Yom Kippur they did the loch is a Kaf B'Smail. And we asked the Kasha on him from the Braisa, that Zorvain and Shikha Balmum, the Kabbalah, by Locha B'Zhuka Pasul, the Chain Yeshiv, the Chain Smail. So it's a raya that smail is possible by Locha Mufurish Tufta. So Gemara says it's a Tufta in the Hanami. So the Maskana is that smail is possible. So the Shail is, but he brought a raya that smail is kosher from the Kaf of Yom Kippur. So Teis Yashanim and Teis Yirash say that if it's Layev Shebin Yanacher, so Bachi Chayv Rachmana, and they bring the Gemara in Menachis, Tafchav Hei. There's another place in Shas as well that smell is hutta mechol abiyem kippur. The Gemara is discussing different psulim, if they're mol layed v'chuli, if the tzitz is maratza, smell is hutta mechol abiyem kippur. Has that kula? So you see that the Torah went and was matter smell. Where do you see the het of a smell? Because since the Torah said one avah for the kaf and the mach, then you can't do it with one end. Vayis tais is a het of smell. Hillel state the Meiri. Taisus here in the bottom of Mechesu and Beis Halacha B'Smol says that was good for the Shaila. The Gemara knew that Be'etzem Halach is Bechal Kabbalah. Now the Gemara also knew that Halach is Kasha in Yom Kippur. The Shaila, which one do you learn out from? Do you learn out from Kabbalah or not from Yom Kippur? So you're showing the Mechari and ending on that the Din Halacha B'Smol is a Psul Deraisa and Yom Kippur is Layefsha, so mainly you have to be Matir. The Dva says it's a different Lashin. It was says that you can't learn from Kippur. Shani Hasam, the loy be'inon kli elamishum the loy efshir. Since you need kli, the only reason why you need kli is because it's loy efshir. So Mimela, that's why you can't pass a smile. Shas, what does it do? My nefkemina, if the tzayach of kli is because of loy efshir. First of all, we spoke earlier in the shir that could be nachdem that there's a tzayach of kli because loy efshir becomes that there's a din kli. Yudva himself was mashman away. He says it's a din, that putting it in the kli is connected to Kabbalah. But even without that, my nefkimin if kli is also yafshah, what does that do with smile? Laibin and kli al mishun lo yafshah, that's why smile should be kosher. There's a veid of elachas kaf. My nefkimin if it's elacha biyad or elacha b'kli. Was it shver? So what do you do with the Gemara in Menachos that smell is Hutcha Mechol B'Yom Kippurim? He's saying L'chari a different time. L'chari have to be Magi in the words of the Ritva that Shani Hasam Mishun Lo Yefshir the Leibin and Kli is a different word. I don't know. Not sure. Here's an interesting Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah, because the Rambam, like we said, the Rambam's a little bit different. The Rambam says that how come we're matted to take the Macht and the Amin and the Kaf B'Smoil when smile is possible. We spoke about this earlier. Smashman the Rambam, if you took the kaf be min and the machta be smile, there wouldn't be a psul smile. And the Rambam says, because it's hot, and it's heavy, and then you have to take the machta be min. So the Kesemishn says, Kesemishn asks the kasha, because Ali, since halacha be smile is psula, so how come these taimim can be machta halacha be smile? So he says, maybe halacha be smile is only possible in the Rabbana. Inami, even if it's possible in the Raisa, but the Teretz it doesn't possible, but Achi Akshar Achmana, which L'chari, the second Teretz is this Teretz of the Rishainim. The Bakteris, it means the Teretz of Yom Kippur, Hayes, you have to do it in this way, so Achi Akshar Achmana. That's L'chari, the Teretz that the Rishainim are giving. But the first Teretz is a very Bechidish, and that the reason why Halacha B'Smail is Kasher is because, the reason why you can do Halacha B'Smail in Yom Kippur means because the Psul Halacha is the Rabbanan. The Taisis Yantiv brings it, he says, Avada, that he says is Pasha Rabbanan doesn't mean the Din Smail Bechlal. He means Dafka Halacha. Kabbalah and Zrika is Pasha, it's Pasha Midiraisa. But Lachari means like this. Rav Sheshes brought a Raya from Halacha's Kaf that Halacha B'Smail is Ksheir. And then the Gemara brings a Braisa that it's Pasha. So the Shail is, how do we learn? Do we learn that, okay, so Al Karchach, you don't have a Raya from Halacha's Kaf that it's Kasher? So you have to say Bachi Chayv Rachmana, or no? The Raya from Halacha's Kaf is that it's Kasher Midereisa. Either Braisa says it's possible, that means it's possible in Rabbanan. L'chari, that's you have to say the Kesef Mishnah learned in its first Teretz. That's still a bissel shver from the Gemara in Menachos and from other places, that halacha b'smoil suchi mechal b'yom kippurim, if that smoil mechal suchi mechal b'yom kippurim, if halacha b'smoil is really midrabanan, so it's not suchi mechal b'yom kippurim. The whole halacha midaraisa doesn't need yamin. Achreinim asked the kashida, Mayim Chaim from the Pri Chodesh and others. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, "Vayir Papa, Chafen Chaveir v'Nais Nusay Chafnav Mahu." What's in it if the Kohen Gadol doesn't do the Chafina himself? Someone else does the Chafina and puts it into the Chafnav of the Kohen Gadol. And the Lashon of the Gemara is Malei Chafnav Binam Ve'Ika, just as Malei Chafnav V'Dom V'Lakach Ve'Evi Binam V'Haleka. And the Chayyad Pshat in the Gemara is like we had before: is V'Lakach Dafka going on the Machta of the Gachle Eish? Or is the V'lakach also going on the K'teris? So the Gemara is mashma, if V'lakach is going on the K'teris, the Kohen himself has to take it. If someone else takes it and puts it in his hand, that's a chsarin in the V'lakach. Now, as you know, the Bikuri Yankov, Lagabe Netilas Lula, the Bikuri Yankov and Arachayim Seifsim and Tav Reish Nun Beis, he clears a Shaila, and a lot of other people clear it also. If someone picks up a Lulav and Esrig before Laisa Shachar, and he's still holding it after Laisa Shachar, is it Yoitza, the Mitzvah's Lulav and Esrik? Or he doesn't have Velakachta. Velakachta means you have to take it into your hand. It was already in his hand, so it's missing Velakachta. And he discusses that he brings Jayas and the Gemara and Lulav HaGazel, and it comes out that it's Mutter. Because the Gemara says, Mina Agbe Nafgebe, and one of Yizet Sinaim was Agbe before Laisa Shachar, and then he wasn't Yoitza. Then Mrs. Grace, you didn't argue about this. The Sefer Machne Chaim brings a story that Rabbeinu Mega, Rabbi Kivega's son, came to the place of the Chassam Sefer and said a drasha. And in the drasha he said this thing, that if you're already holding it, and then it becomes a Laisa Shachar, Yetza. So Chassam Sefer asked him, are you just saying that L'Papula? Would you mean that Allah L'Maisa? And Rabbeinu Mega said, I mean Allah L'Maisa also? So some services, but I think zech. I don't think you're right, la'alacha. I think it's missing l'kicha. And that a whole big fight about it. But Barabim, some sefer held it wasn't, you weren't yet, so not like the Bikuri Yankov. Also interesting, there's a child, she was Binyan Shleimai, from the Shleimai Akayim from Vilna, one of the Rabbani Vilna. He quotes a B'shol Salanta that held you weren't yet, so, and he says his brother, B'tzal Akayim, also held that way. Not a chayim, I'm a falcon in it. Now, in the discussions about the Shaila, this Gemara comes in. That the Gemara here says that since it says V'lokach Ve'evi, V'lokach Malei Chavnav, and you're not Yetz, if your friend puts it in your hand, Vaisis V'lokach means you have to pick it up. That's a Raya to Pasul. There's also a Gemara in Zvachim, V'lokach HaKayim Midam Achadas, that it says if a Kayif would come and take it from the Kli and put it into his finger, it wouldn't work. There's no V'lokach HaKayim Midam Achadas Be'etzbay. So a lot of Achreinim, you look in the Minyan Shloimei, the Chazanish says this also in the Rechaim Simukuf Memtes, but a lot of Achreinim say that Enechinami, the Lekicha by Malei Chafnav, by Chafina, and the Lekicha by doing the Adam Chadas, which is the Tvila Zetzba Badam, that's an Aveda. The Aveda the Kain has to do. If someone else says the Aveda, it doesn't work. There's an Aveda of Chafina. There's an Aveda of Tvila Zetzba. But the Lekicha of Ulav, there's no aveda of taking it. You just have to be holding it. I said they're mechalik, but they're mefalpel. Maybe they're the psukim amashma that you need a lekicha. Otherwise, you don't need the lokach altogether. Just would have to say the hevi. Hashenkein lekachta mechem. You're not doing anything else with it. Yeah. The netziv also has a tshuva in this. In the sefer Meishiv Davar, his son of Chaim Berlin also brings this raya, but the netziv says a different teretz. Gishmak Avart, he says, if somebody's holding it, meaning he's grabbing it, here's how I understand what he means. His hand is around the ba'ifin that if he relaxes his grip, it will fall. That's called the lakicha. If someone's holding his hand out, and the nail of the thing is in his hand, and it's not falling because it happens to be in his hand, that yikataina is not a lakicha. But if someone is grabbing onto something, that's called the lakicha. That's what he wants in Mechalek. If the dam is on his hand, or the k'teiris is in his hand, but he's not holding it, his hand is just a nice kli of it, maybe you could say that's not a lakicha. But if somebody is holding on to the lulav, his hand is around the lulav, that would be called a lakicha, even if he didn't pick it up. As I will atainin. Here in the Mareme Sada, he writes that again, b'kitz and imrat, what he writes in the Tshuva's Meshiv Davar. Al kapanim, there's a lot of peskim l'kan, I saw in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, in the beginning of Siman Tav Reish Nun Beis, he writes about it, writes a different Mefarshim, different Peskim, Lakan Lakan, Akadikachab Shleim Mizal Menemdan, you're not Yetzirah B'Yashim Nemdan, you are. And the Raif of Angamara, those are the two Tachiyas. Either the Pshad is here, the Velakach is an Aveda, so an Aveda has to be done by the Kayin Gadol, and that's what the Gemara means. Or another Pshad, Velakach, here, if he's just holding out his hand and someone's putting it into it, that's not a lakicha, he didn't take it. But if he's holding on to a lulav, that's a more of an act of holding it, even if he picked it up from beforehand, but he's not just holding out his hand, he's actually grabbing onto the lulav, that would be called the lakicha. Now, Taisus asked the Kasha, and this shayla is the same shayla a pup asked earlier about Beina Benayim, the things between the fingers, if the lakach is going only on the Malaya Machta, and Umalay Chafna Vehevi, the Malay Chafna is saying to bring the Malay Chafna, or Velakach is also going on the Malay Chafna. So Taisus says the Teretz, that the Beina Benayim might not be called Velakach because nobody did it. But here there was a Kayach Gavit, there was another Kayin that did it. So maybe that's good enough to be called a Velakach, even if Velakach is kind of going on the Teretz, but another Kayin could work. The Advas is Vakert. The Beina Benayim, the Kayin Gadol took it, he just wasn't intending to take it. But he took it. Here, the Kayin Gadol B'chol didn't take it, so it's less of a Velakach. Then there was another Shaila. What's the din, Boyer B'shuv and Levi, Chafen u'meis, ma'o sheikh nesachah b'chafin asay. The Kayin Gadol made chafina, put it into the calf, and then he died. So could the other Kayin go and bring it with, based on the first Kayin's chafina? So, both the Teis Hashanah and the Teis Rosh say, first of all, the meis is lav dafka, that's what they first say, because who would din nitma? As long as the Kayin Gadol is out of commission, whether he died, whether he became Tamei, it should be the same thing. But then they say, no, maybe Meis is Dafka. But Nitma, since he's around, and he's Royal La'Aveda, and L'Chari, they mean he's Royal La'Aveda, after he becomes Tar. Right now he's not Royal La'Aveda, but he's going to be Royal La'Aveda when he comes Tar. So Memela, there is a Chafina of a Kayin Gadol. Hashenke, and if he dies, so there's no Chafina from a person that's Kayin Ba'ilam. The Dvar says a job different. The Dvar says that if he's around and he's tummy, but lamaisa, the second one is a shliach. So Mel, it's good enough if he's a shliach. Not the same svara. Taisa Shan Taisa Rosh are not saying about the shlichus. They're saying that the side why you need the first one is not that you need the one who did the chafina should be the one bringing it in, but you need that the chafina should be done. That the person who did the chafina should still be around. In other words, the chafina should be a chafina of a Kayin Gadol. You don't have to have the same Kayin Gadol bringing it in. If that Kayin Gadol became Tameh, another Kayin Gadol could bring it in. But it's called the chafina was a chafina from a Kayin Gadol. Now, saying that the Kayin Gadol died, so the chafina is not called now after he died a chafina from a Kayin Gadol, because Kayin Gadol is not around anymore. It was the chafina of somebody who was a Kayin Gadol at the time, but now he's not a Kayin Gadol, he's not alive. If he's Tameh, he's still a Kayin Gadol. So Mele the Chafina now is called a Chafina from a Kayin Gadol. That's how the Taisa Shanim and Taisa Rosh. That's how I understand that svar. According to Dvar, no. It's not good enough that the Chafina should be a Chafina from a Kayin Gadol. The Chafina has to be, the one who did the Chafina, he has to bring it in. But if he's alive, so the one who's bringing it in is a Shliach. So Shliach Shanim Kameis is called he's bringing it in. If he's Tamei, but that's a Ridva Svar. Because the Ram is a topic according to both of them. What if he became a Baal Mum? He says in Svar it shouldn't work. Because the Tanai that the Teis Yishanim and Teis Rosh said is a Israel Aveda. So he said Tamei is a Kayin Gadol which is considered Royal Aveda. I is Tamei, but he's considered Royal Aveda, I guess, when he becomes Tar. But if he's a Baal Mum, he's b'chalal ready to be a Kayin Gadol. So right, it's not called a chafina of a Kayin Gadol. And al derech zeh the shliach shalom kamaisai, if he's around, he's tamei, he can send the shliach. But just like when he's dead, he can't send the shliach. If he's a malmum, he can't be a Kayin Gadol, could be he can't send the shliach. How's that clear? The man has a rum to say. Not clear. What would be the din if he has a mum? Now the Gemara says, my havi Allah. What's talk of the psak? If Shum Levi Kleider for a shayla, b'chinina, praise the shayla, boi vei shayla sirishayinim. So the Gemara says, my Havila. Now Papa says, if you hold Chayfim v'chayzev v'chayfim, then you could. If you hold Chayfim v'ein v'chayzev v'chayfim, then it's a good Shaila. And if Rav Yeshua says, v'ket. If you hold Chayfim v'chayzev v'chayfim, then you say, can't, because he actually shleyachsev lo yaseh. If you hold Chayfim v'ein v'chayzev v'chayfim, then it's a good Shaila. So first, let's go into Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, if you hold chayzev v'chayzev v'chayfin, then it would work. Why? Zogdei Rav Papa, the mekayim chafina. Because the chafina wasn't skayin. So the Rishayim asked, but what do you mean? You need two chafinas. The second chafina wasn't skayin, but that's the point. The first chafina wasn't skayin. So Taisus and the Taisus Shanim have two different mahalchim. Taisus mahalch is that chayzev v'chayzev v'chayfin is a din derabbanan. No one holds you need two chafinas. One chafina is good enough. What's the pshan and chayzev v'chayzev v'chayfin? I mean, Rabbanan, you do a second chafina, just in case something got missing from the first chafina. And you want to have everything in the chafina to be nektar. So in case something got missing from the first chafina, so maybe we do a second chafina. But if you hold chayzev v'chayzev v'chayfin, you can do the chafina anytime you want. The key of the chafina doesn't have to be when you first take the keteris. The key of the chafina can be any time. And that's why we do a chafina when you first take the keteris. But we do another chafina after we bring it in, kedei, in case the first chafina had a problem, some of the keteris got lost, you have another chafina. So meil will be neskayim the chafina kapshutai. Mashenken the man yama v'chayfin v'ein ha'chayzu v'chayfin. He holds chafina means only when you initially put the moly chavnav in your hand. That's the only time you can have a chafina. After that, it's not considered a chafina. So meil you have the shayla. As I learned up Taisus. But Taisus Shanim doesn't learn like Taisus. Taisus Shanim holds that chayv v'chayzu v'chayfin is a din deraisi. He explained it earlier in the Fem Zayinim and Aleph that the pshanim chayv v'chayzu v'chayfin v'shteit as azach. Because this is moly chavnav v'hevi. You really should be bringing in your chafnayim. Why do we bring it in a kli? Because lo yafshir. But as soon as it's efshir, you tak have to have in the chafnayim. That's pshan in the pasuk. The pasuk says moly chavnav v'hevi. You bring it with your chafnayim. So what does that mean? Two things. First of all, you take it initially in your chafnayim, but then you can't bring in the chafnayim because it's efshir. So merely you put it in the kaf. But when you get lifnim, when you get mibeis laperechas, again you put in the chafnayim. All that's a kiyum of moly chavnav. Moly chavnav is mechayiv that when it could be in the chafnayim, it has to be in the chafnayim. So mel the chayiv v'chayiv v'chayivin is a din deraisa. So mel avayt et shver. L'chayra, you don't have the moly chavnav, you don't have the first chafina. Even if you have the second chafina, but you need two. And you don't have the first chafina. So what's pshat? So zakta teis yishanim, since al kopanim, the second kain gadol is doing another chafina, svaru u'shalhik ben akasub oisa kain atzmai of the first chafina. We about to have a second chafina. It's a svaru. If this is the only chafina, we could say the Torah wanted the kain that's doing the Torah to do the chafina. But if there's two, to say that the Torah wanted the kain that's doing the Torah to do the first chafina also, if he's anyway doing the second chafina, there's no svaru for that. But he doesn't explain it so well. Because the Ram says a shikl geshmak, the word is, you need a moichavna v'hevi. That's what it says. The moichavna v'hevi is mechayev two chafinas. Because there's a moichavna initially, and then it's loyefshim, and then you have a moichavna again. But if the second one has a keem of the moichavna v'hevi, even though you needed another moichavna v'hevi, but the second has a moichavna v'hevi, that's mistama good enough. That's where our Papa helped. Now, I've heard of maybe Shua has a problem, that if you hold chayev v'chayev v'chayev, okay, it's impossible, because the yefshim shloyefshim loyefshim. So Kapshuta is he's making another problem. If you all chayv v'chayv v'chayv, and I have another problem, it's not going to be the same size. The chafina of the first one doesn't have the same size hands as the second one. So if Rebbe Shua is addressing, making a new problem. It can't be the shaila that was asked. If chafin u'meis, ma'o she'ich nesachem, b'chafinim shilzu, can't be if you all chayv v'chayv v'chayv, because since they don't have the same size hands, you're not going to be able to do a second chafina that'll match the first chafina. So you have a problem. As I take a problem. Now there's a problem with the Rambam. The Rambam, he passes Chay Chayv V'Chayzu Chayv, and that's the Maskana Segemar. And still the Rambam says that the din of if some was Chayv in a mace is a suffix. That l'chachili you can't use it. And b'di'evit, since it's a suffix, it's a tzurza. So Mamela, why does the Rambam hold it's a suffix? Both Rav Papa and Avuna Be'ev Shua hold that if you hold Chayv V'Chayzu Chayv, it's no suffix. Rav Papa holds it's a good. Rav Huna Be'ev Shua holds it's a no good. So why does the Rambam pasken it's a suffix? It's not like a Papa, not like a Rav Shua. It's like neither of them. So one shot is, the Kutei Lachos brings us from the Kiryas Sefer, Enechinami, it's not the suffix of the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't mean it's a suffix of Rav Shua ben Levi. The Rambam means it's a machlokes Rav Huna Be'ev Shua. And the Rambam doesn't have a pshitas in that machlokes. So that's what it means it's a suffix. Rav Shulman Levi Safik doesn't apply if you hold chayv v'chayz v'chayfin. That's what we hold. So Rav Shulman Levi Safik is not negay al halacha. But we have a machlokes which way? Rav Papa holds the zicha kasha, Rav Inu Mishal is zicha pasul. The Rambam paskins that we don't know. We don't have a machra between Rav Papa and Rav Inu Rav Yeshua. That's one mahalach. The Rambam is something in Siv, he says a pshat, that the Rambam didn't pass him like Rav Papa or Rav Inu Rav Yeshua, because he didn't pass him like Rav Papa, because Rav Papa, it doesn't shim with Rav Yeshua and Levi. Rav Yeshua and Levi had the shayla. Bo'yirei shayla sirishayna. Rav Chanina liked the shayla, except he had another thing, because dam v'par v'loy b'dam v'shal par. But otherwise, he liked the shayla. And it's a daichik to learn, they both didn't hold chayf v'chayz v'chayf. The Gemara's maskana was chayf v'chayz v'chayf, and it brought from a b'raisa. So Mele, Rav Papa is nitcha. You can't say the shayla wasn't the shayla if you hold chayf v'chayz v'chayf, because the Rishayna Malta was. And Avunah Ve'im Shui says, the reason why the Ram didn't pass in that way, what's it? Why don't you have a tain of Shloyech Shloyeser, is because the Shittas of Rambam is, that doesn't have to be exact. That's why he holds that the Rambam was also Mashmet the Shail of Beina Beinayim. Because Beina Beinayim is only a Shail that has to be exact. If it doesn't have to be exact, there's no Shail of Beina Beinayim. Whatever the Kain takes is good. The Lekutei Lachas says that earlier, Legabi Beina Beinayim also. But the Lacha Mishnah is a very interesting text. The Lacha Mishnah says, the Rambam is passing like Avunah Be'er B'Shua. Now, as you learn, Avunah Be'er B'Shua holds that if you hold Chayfin V'Chayzin V'Chayfin, so it's anyway no good, because the Efshish L'Efshish V'Yayser. Zok the Lacha Mishnah, no. What the Avunah Be'er B'Shua means is, if you hold Chayfin V'Chayzin V'Chayfin, then it's Zichar a good Shiloh. It's just being Teichar the Pshitas of Rav Papa. Since it's the Efshish L'Efshish V'Yayser, so Amela, you don't have the pshitas of Rav Papa, and Amela, it's a shayla. Now, kipshuta, it's mechusar avon alecha mishnah. Because what does it have to do? Shliach v'yesu sounds like a new problem. Shliach v'yesu means you don't have the pshitas of Rav Papa, that it's zicha works, and you still have the Gemara shayla? The Gemara shayla has nothing to do with it. Shliach v'yesu sounds like a new problem. The Gemara shayla was, could one person do the chafina, and the other kayin bring it in? Do you need the one that did the chafina to bring it in? Or if he died, could the other person bring in his chafina? Tainit Rishum Levi, but he has to make his own chafina. So there's a problem, it won't stem. But that wasn't the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara Shaila is there a kim from the first chafina? And Abhuna Rishu is saying, Rav Papa says that if chayf v'chayz v'chayfin, so good, so I don't need the kim of the first chafina, I have the second chafina. And Abhuna Rishu says, no, I have a problem, because the second chafina is not shimming with the first chafina. So what does it mean according to Rav Shua is a shayla? If it doesn't stem with the first kafina, so it means it's pasul. So the Mechaz Avram says the Gemal Gazach. He says, why didn't Rav Papa hold the Shleach of Le'yaisir? Yeah, assuming you're not going to say like in the Tziv, that it doesn't have to be exact. Why didn't Rav Papa hold the Shleach of Le'yaisir? Zak Tazai. Rav Papa held that when you're doing a second kafina, you don't have to shtel avek a shir of a second kafina. The share from the chafina came from the first chafina. So what that the second kayin doesn't have the same size chafina? The size of the chafina was from the first kayin. That shtel levek, what size moi chafna vini? I need a second chafina? Stam, you need it to be in the chafna of a sheni. But that's not the size of the chafina. The size of the chafina is from the first kayin. That's pshat in our papa. So I didn't sure no. If you want to make a kiyam din for the second chafina, that the second chafina is good, like Teis Hashanim, the second chafina is good because don't tell me the second one's missing a chafina. The fact that he has his chafina is genug to mekayim the din chafina, but not if it's a different size. If the second one could have the same size, so good. So I don't need the first chafina, I have the second chafina. But the second chafina is going to be a different size, right? So what tells avek the size of the chafina? The first chafina. Oh! Then you'll have the shayla. That's what he means when he says Adarabba. The Lacha Mishnah is saying he's not saying if it's chayv v'chayz v'chayvin is zicha no good. If it's chayv v'chayz v'chayvin and zicha, I would have a shayla. Why? Because you can't tell me you're being yaitzu with the first kafina, because it's not the same size as the first kafina. Elamai, you want me to yaitzu with the second kafina? It's the second kafina. That's taka the gemara shayla. That's goof in a shayla. That's back what the Minchas Rav says. He's mayach a little bit more. He says other svaris, but that alone, the chayri is maspik. That's the pshat in the Lecha Mishnah. The Rambam limes with the suffix, Because the Ram bats like Avinu Beit Beshua. Avinu Beit Beshua just means your papa was trying to be patient. That's your chayfin v'chayzev v'chayfin. So the ma'aseh, the second one has a chafina, either size is the first one's chafina, so what? The first chafina shtel levek the size, but the second one, you can't say it doesn't have a chafina because he has a chafina. So Avinu Beit Beshua, no. Since the chafina that he has is not the size of the first one, so he has to come on to the first one's chafina to shtel avek the size. That means he doesn't have a chafina. That's good for the machlokes of Rav Papa and Avinu Beit Beshua, lefi lemaaseh Mishnah.